welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we take a look at a new brewery. Take 16 Brewing of Laverne, Minnesota has been producing beer for a few months now. Their brews are starting to show up in the immediate area, including a tap takeover at Pints and Quarts in Brookings last week. Take 16's brewer is likely known to many in the Brookings area. His name is Luke Rensick.
I went to SDSU and graduated in 2012 while I was going to college here. I started a small brewery called Heist Brewing Company. Just real small. We sold a few kegs around town, a few in Sioux Falls. Sold it to my business partner, and then I moved to Sioux Falls, got married, and then started slowly working with a group of people in Laverne to start a brewery there called Take 16.
He says things are going very well, and people seem to like their four initial offerings.
People are really receptive to them. We have four different styles of beer. We have a Kolsch, which is our flagship beer. It's called Country Mile. We have a Hayloft Hefeweizen, Bavarian-style Hefeweizen. Stormy Jack, Irish Dry Stout, and Kick the Can IPA.
Rensick says he believes in brewing easy drinking beers.
I don't want to ever make a beer that's hard to drink. You know, people say, oh, this beer is a sipping beer. Well, I don't like making sipping beers. You know, I like making big beers, high alcohol beers, crazy beers, but I always want it to be easy to drink. I don't want people to struggle through it, chew through it. Not saying that I won't give the beer's body or anything like that, but I'll never make a beer that's hard to drink.
Currently Take 16 draft only, but that could soon change.
Right now we're just doing draft beer. We want to get our bottling line up and running. So as far as distribution goes, it'll probably just stick to where we are now, which is Brookings, Sioux Falls, Laverne, Worthington, Jackson, that area.
Take 16 Brewing has a pretty unique ownership setup.
One thing that really helps is we have 70 plus investors, so there's lots of people that have ties around the community. So they say, hey, you know, they tell their friends to try it and stuff like that. So that helps out a lot with marketing and stuff. The people that started it wanted to kind of expand their town, expand downtown, and just draw people, have a reason for people to come and see Laverne, and that was one of them. There's many other reasons to come and see Laverne. It's a beautiful little town.
They do growler sales at the brewery on Thursday evenings, have future plans for a tap room, which could be ready to go this summer. We'll have more when Beer Untapped continues.
Oh, when I'm lonely, when I'm lonely, I drink a fancy beer.
Fancy beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking Take 16 Brewing of Laverne, Minnesota. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings says it's great to have another brewery nearby.
It is cool, and selfishly, it's fun to have some people to collaborate with. You know, it's fun to be able to talk shop. We've got, of course, Richard with Bank just across the border again, and I've been working with the guys that are down at Gandy Dancer and working with some of the new that's down in Sioux Falls. And there's beginning to build a little bit of a cool community of people that are brewing beer for a living.
Now let's shift gears and check the Mike Tap Handle Beer of the Week at Pints and Quarts. Take it away, Sully.
Our Mike Handle of the Week, we haven't done one from Deschutes in a long time, and we're going to pick one of your personal favorites today, Perry. Mirapon Pale Ale. Yeah, when I think of a malty or a little bit darker pale ale, this is the one, you know, that flavor profile is what kind of sticks in my head.
To me, it's just balanced. There's some nice bitterness there, but the malty sweetness just balances it right out. It's almost perfect, I think.
Yep, you can drink it by itself, and it's also, yeah, I usually judge a beer by how good it is, by either whether I want to sit there and sip it when it's at room temperature or whether it's good for washing down a burger and fries, and I think it pretty much meets both of those.
Mm-mm, love me some Mirror Pond on tap. Hey, there's more new stuff at Brookings Liquor Store. Little interesting this week. Drew Eklund fills us in.
From Twisted Pine, their Carrot IPA.
No.
Another experimental offering from Twisted Pine.
I'm shocked.
It's $10.99 for the bomber. The title ingredient is a bit understated. There is some earthy tones to it that, once again, gives the beer a bit of sweetness.
I think that's a first for me, of carrots in a beer. I don't think I've seen that before.
It's good. It's not as bold as some of their other offerings, but it's a solid beer. The next one is a bold offering. Dark Horse Double Crooked Tree. It's a huge beer. It's unapologetic for how big it is, how boozy it is. It's not covering anything up. It's all hanging out. It's sweeter than most double IPAs. I think it almost approaches a barley wine. It's that sweet and big and
and still plenty of hop character there.
Yes, yeah, like it, definitely.
Yeah. I guess half a dozen cases doesn't last that long. Come tomorrow morning, it'll be all gone. Yeah, let's turn around and leave town sounds again. Like a B-double-E double on you again. Hey, like a B-double-E double on you.
Finally this week, Wooden Legs has been doing a regular feature the last few months on Monday evenings that you need to check out. It's called Chat with the Brewer, and it sprang out of the idea that it's great to be able to talk to a brewer or brewery representative about their beers, but it can't always be done in person.
We'll put it on the big screen. We'll talk and just spend a half an hour with it. And we kind of sent this feeler email out to a bunch of breweries. Said, here's what we want to do. We want to drink your beers, but we'd like to just talk with you on a Monday night for a half an hour just about it. And we got a tremendous amount of responses back. And they said, hey, that sounds really cool. You know, they said, you know, we didn't usually make time to chat on a computer on Monday because we're not having to travel or anything. And they said, you guys, you know, pour our beers and we'll drink them together and we'll tell you our story. And it's now, I believe, in its 13th week. And we've done it every Monday with a new brewery. And it's been a really good time. This coming Monday at 6 o'clock, we're going to feature the Knuckle out in Sturgis, who just started distributing here.
Oftentimes, it's done via online technology, sometimes in person. Either way, you can come down to the pub and enjoy a featured pint or two from the brewery in question, or you can watch online.
The really cool thing about it is that all of it is broadcast from the pub here, but it's also broadcast live online. So you can watch it live on our YouTube channel. If you miss an episode, you can catch up and watch it on the YouTube channel. We post it off the Facebook. So if you happen to not be able to make it down and you're free that day, click in and watch it. Or if you're busy on Mondays, you can pick it up on a Sunday afternoon.
Chat with the Brewer this coming Monday, the Knuckle. Future episodes will feature Fargo Brewing, Gandhi Dancers, Zipline, many more. Check it out Monday evening, 6 o'clock at Wooden Legs in Brookings. Hey, that's it for another episode of Beer on Tap with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.